The families of the 9/11 victims are reacting to the news from Pakistan. Ted Olson served as Solicitor General under President George W. Bush. His wife, Barbara, died aboard American Airlines Flight 77. That was the one that was flown into the Pentagon. She was one of 3,000 people killed that day. Ted Olson says he's experienced many feelings after hearing about bin Laden's death.
One of those feelings is a tremendous sense of relief. As long as he was alive and all that he stood for, having been personally involved in the planning and the execution of the mass murder of so many American citizens, including my late wife Barbara, as long as he was alive, we all had the feeling, I think everyone, including people who had family and relatives that and friends and coworkers who may have died on September 11, but everybody in this country could not rest easily. Not that we can now, of course, because there are still terrorists out there, but as long as he was alive, that was a presence in the world. He stood for all of the things that are evil and black and dark and vicious and venomous about Al-Qaeda and the movement that he led.
So for you, even though Al-Qaeda is considered greatly diminished since the events of 9/11, it still is around. But for you, Osama bin Laden is more than a symbol, a face of Al-Qaeda.
Vastly more than a symbol and a face. He's the personification of the hate that exists in this world for people who are living the lives that reflect the values that we have in this country, the values of equality, of decency, of freedom, of liberty, of education, of women, the equality of women, the right of self-determination. All of those things are alien and foreign to the people that subscribe to the views of bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And bringing this to an end is a tremendous, tremendous relief.
You're a former Solicitor General under President George W. Bush, a man who respects the rule of law and justice. Do you think it would have been better to apprehend and bring to trial bin Laden versus killing him outright?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that the courageous individuals that went in there in this operation, they had to move quickly and execute quickly. Secondly, this isn't a matter of a criminal trial. This was a matter of a declaration of war against the United States and United States citizens. And you bring that war to a conclusion as quickly as you possibly can. And there wasn't any doubt about what Osama bin Laden had done. There was never any doubt about his goals for continuing to inflict that kind of devastation and misery upon not just the American people, but people all over the world. It had to be brought to an end.
Do you mind if I ask you what's going on in your own mind today in terms of sorting things out, especially with regard to your wife? I don't know if you're making the direct line between bin Laden and your wife, Barbara, or not.
Well, many of the things that go through your mind on a day like today, not that there is ever anything like today, is that it brings back more fresh in your memory all of the things that you lived through that day and vivid memories of my late wife, Barbara, who was such a passionate and colorful and alive person. And I reflect upon all of the things that my wife, Barbara, and the others who died that day stood for.
Former Solicitor General Ted Olson, his wife Barbara, was among those killed in the attacks of September 11, 2001.